This is the Phil Hendry Show. At 1-800-449-8686 is our number, and this is, of course, kicking off a Monday with Margaret Gray's Entertainment Report. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist for a variety of newspapers. She writes the column A Little Bird Told Me. And how are you, Margaret?
I'm good, Phil. I'm on deadline, and so I'm trying to get my column written for tomorrow. And I just got the news, actually earlier today, that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, here's what I got. London, Reuters, film...
Hold on for a minute, Margaret.
Yeah.
Could we get the music out? Thanks. Go ahead.
London, Reuters, and my jaw really hit the ground. Film heartthrob Brad Pitt, it says his marriage to actress Jennifer Aniston is great and that the two are making plans to have babies. Well, I liked to fall in it when I heard that, and I immediately called up Bill Wunsinger over at the syndication desk, asked him if he had anything on it. He said, yeah, and it really hit me like a ton of bricks, as it did a lot of people, because Brad Pitt right now, I think, is poised to do some real damage in the film business. I think he cut his teeth on California. I think he's done some interesting things.
What do you think of the Mexican?
I think he'll make Vicente Fox the new president. I think he's...
Well,
who are you speaking of?
I'm talking about the movie. What do you think about the Mexican? And that...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mike Schaefer. No, I think that the film does justice to James Gandolfini. I think we all love Jimmy Gandolfini. We all love what he can do, but I don't think that Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts really put their best foot forward there. And I think a lot of it has to do with the distraction of this baby talk. And Phil, when I say that, we were silent during the July 29th wedding. We were not happy, but we were silent.
You did not like... I know that there were some quarters of Hollywood didn't want Brad Pitt marrying Jennifer Aniston, but you were...
No, I was not happy.
You were not.
No, I was not. And we were silent. We didn't say anything when Jennifer had her hair cut into that boyish bob, which Brad has to be at... He has to be out in public with her looking like that. We didn't say anything when she chased Brad down into this relationship and forced him into it. We're saying something now, Phil. And
I just want to be clear, okay? You say Jennifer Aniston chased him down and forced him into this relationship.
I think she played on the normal insecurities of a man in his 30s who hadn't been married yet. I think she knows him. I think she plays him. I think she loves him. I think he loves her. But I think there's a certain insecurity that Brad has, which I do not understand when you look at what a devastatingly handsome man he is, when you look at his performance on film, which I believe is Robert Redford / I don't know. It's wild. I think the young man is really coming on, and now she says she wants a baby. I want to speak out. I think a lot of people want to speak out when a woman does that to a man.
All right, Margaret, you're saying a lot of things here. I know that you're half in jest when you're saying them, but...
Well, Phil, I really believe that men need to speak out. Women that have babies in order to keep men around are very well known to us. I've been writing about this kind of Hollywood arrangement for years. I really...
You think she's having a baby to keep him around? You think...
I think that the baby that Jennifer has is going to do to his career what babies generally do to a lot of men's careers. There's a slowdown. If you look at men and you look at their career arc, they're on their way up. Along comes a baby, and the career begins to get muddled. It begins to slow down. Things are not happening as quickly. Brad is the Redford Pacino type of person, the looks and the acting chops. They're wrapped up into one glorious package. How long do you think that's going to be the case when he's giving up these 3 a.m. feedings, when he's walking the baby, when the face begins to drop, when things begin to happen? That is what concerns me.
All right, well, you're talking about a man who wants to have a child, and you're talking about a guy...
And I'm not saying that he can't deliver, but...
And you're talking about other men who want to have children, too, okay?
Phil, I'll tell you, I am sick to my heart and sick to my stomach when I think about What I get frustrated about the 3M feedings and the resulting toll on his career, Brad will just throw the child from his Range Rover into the ice plant off of PCH if he gets frustrated enough. And I am really, really concerned that...
You don't think the guy is going to throw his own child out of his Range Rover? Tell me you don't.
You know something, I'm thinking about it, but I think...
Don't tell me you really believe that Brad Pitt will get so frustrated with the toll that having a child has taken on his career that he will throw the child from his... What do you mean his Range Rover?
I don't know, but I imagine he has a Range Rover or a Navigator, something like that. But I hate to think of the frustration that may be visited on him by this child right when his career is taking off. And yes... There's a possibility that you'll be driving behind a Range Rover on PCH and suddenly a baby comes flying out the window. And I think the thought of that is odious and horrible to any parent.
That Brad Pitt would do harm to his own child.
I don't know. I don't want to believe it's true. I just don't want to see this baby. I don't want to see them find a baby in some of the high grass. Down near the colony. I just don't want that to happen. And
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You better tell her to start getting back to earth here. Margaret, I just want to give our number. 1-800-449-8686. Brad Pitt is going to throw his own child out of the freaking car on PCH because he's frustrated with the fact that his career is on the slide. Is that it?
And that means jail time, and that means he and Robert Downey Jr. are just another fish. They're another pretty punk in an already crowded jail system. These are actors. $100 million rest on their shoulders. They must be able to maintain a physicality that begins with the face. That means sleep. That means regular meals. It doesn't mean any leftover macaroni and cheese and time to get your head together. You can't do that with a baby. You can't do that. And Jen needs to back off and stop being so selfish. She needs to let Brad remain on the upward trajectory of his career and remain childless.
So Brad Pitt, in order to be on the upward trajectory of this career, cannot have a baby. What about the rest of us mortals? What about the rest of us slobs?
I think it affects all men. I don't know how important your career is to you. I don't know how important other men's careers are to them. And I frankly... I'm not interested. What I'm interested in is maintaining the marvelous, marvelous work of this fine, fine young actor, Brad Pitt. It's not going to happen when he has something hanging from his leg with a throw-up bib on his shoulder, with a constant motion with the stroller, and all of the attendant frustrations, Phil. And you know me.
Do you like kids?
Yes, I do like kids.
Because you have three boys, and you have a husband much older than you, I understand. Nonetheless...
It doesn't make any difference.
No, I know. Nonetheless, he loves you. What if he said to you, I don't want to have any kids because it's going to be frustrating for my career?
I would have understood, because Frank was in a very, very high-profile and high-powered position.
All right, well, what if Mike says to his wife, I don't want to have any kids?
I think in Mike's case, it's different.
Why?
Because he doesn't make that much money. He's not in a high-pressure career. He doesn't make as much money. I'll just tell you, this is a centuries-old trick. We have all seen women trap men with marriage and children, but this is different. This is an artist. And he needs to be the most important thing in his life, not wiping the snot from some kid who looks like Jennifer with the hair hanging in his face. He needs to be the most important thing in his life. That's number one.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I am constantly amazed, Margaret, the words coming from you as a mother about kids.
I love children, Phil.
But to characterize Brad Pitt as being so frustrated that one day you'll be driving behind his Range Rover and see a kid fly out the window.
You know what, Phil? I don't want to see it. I mentioned out of the driver's side into the ice plant. So that's not blue-collar workers and babies, yes. White-collar workers and babies, actors and babies ruin career.
So the kid flies out of the driver's side window onto ice plant. He doesn't die.
That's what I'm saying. But you can still go to jail for that kind of endangerment.
Let me go to a phone caller here before we take a break. Suzanne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Suzanne, hello. Okay, Suzanne. Bye-bye. Suzanne, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, will you turn your radio down, dear?
Yes, it's off.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just wondering...
He almost hung up on you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'd rather he hung up on you.
Because I speak the truth about... You know something, Phil? I don't really want to talk to people who don't have an...
This is somebody with a question or a comment.
Well, I was wondering, why are you assuming that he's going to get so frustrated when they haven't even conceived the child yet?
Because he's on the upward arc of a brilliant career.
Mm-hmm.
He's just done The Mexican, which has broken 100 million within just a few weeks. Why does he want to have that strapped to his leg?
Right, but you're assuming now that money and his career is more important than his need for a child.
I think his career and his money are very important, but I think his position in history is even more important.
Well, I think that would be his decision to make since
it's
his
life. Yes, well, we're
life.
Advising him, and we're saying, Brad, don't do it because it will really destroy your career. And I would like to ask you, Suzanne, right now.
Sure.
What are you going to say when that baby does get thrown from a car?
Honey, he's not
going to
throw
What are you going to say? Are you going to feel partially responsible?
Not at all.
Because you wanted him to have the kid?
It's not my decision whether
really?
He wants to have the
oh,
child or
it's
not.
It's not your decision now, and it won't be your decision if he, in frustration, throws that child through the open window, the open passenger window of his car, out onto the street.
Ma'am.
And, Suzanne, I hope you remember the conversation we just had. You encouraged him to have that child, even though it got flung onto a roadway. Underneath the wheels of a milk wagon or something like that.
Oh, man.
You are assuming way too
Jesus.
Much.
No, I'm just asking you how you'll feel when that happens.
It's not going to happen.
How do you know it won't?
How do you know it will?
How do you know it will? Exactly.
Because I'm just saying if it does, if you're driving behind that Range Rover, if you see, who's the woman he's married to?
Jennifer Aniston.
If you see her say, all right, Brad, if it makes you happy... And Brad doesn't want to see Aniston with a beach ball attached to her stomach. Some women glow with pregnancy. Jennifer will be bloated. She won't glow. She'll bloat.
Now, that's just mean.
Well, it may be mean, but I'd rather say that now than see all of a sudden an infant jettisoned from a driver's side window out.
Oh, my God, will you stop?
How will you feel about it, Suzanne? You haven't answered that question.
Yes, I did answer that question.
You and all your movie-going friends... will be guilty of murder, cold-blooded murder.
All right, Suzanne, thank you for your call. Jesus. Hold on. Get out of here. Driving behind a Range Rover and a baby flies out. Hey, that must be Brad Pitt's Range Rover. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're back with Margaret Gray. This is the Phil Henry Show, and Margaret Gray with her report from her nationally syndicated column, A Little Bird Told Me. And this is really the discussions about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt announcing that they're interested in making babies.
Yes, and I really, Phil, for my part, don't think it's a good idea. And I'm not trying to tell two young people what to do.
But you're attributing to him...
I think this is bad for his career. I think it's devastating for his career.
What about her career? What about Jennifer Aniston's career?
Well, if she is obviously the female in this relationship, if you look at the history of Hollywood couples, you see a very strong and very powerful man and his career, and then a woman who sort of drops out. Let's look at Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. Let's talk about Bob Hope and Dolores Hope. Where in those relationships, let's look at George Burns and Gracie Allen. They got married, she died, because he, as was Gregory Peck and the others, he was the most important.
And they got married and she died. And
yes, that is the way, and Gracie Allen, God bless her, but she should have died. What I'm saying is I didn't want her to die, but it was logical that she died because George was destined for greatness. I lost all the weight right after I had my kids. Looking at Jennifer, her body type, her lifestyle, I don't think so. I think she'll retain the weight. I think she'll retain the water. I think she'll become Struthers-esque, if you will. Struthers, Struthers.
What do you mean, Struthers? Are you saying Sally?
Sally Struthers, yes.
Struthers.
Well, I'm saying, Phil, that she'll retain the weight. That'll be more pressure, because not only will Brad be upset with the fact that he's at home with a child, now he has, yes, I'll say it, this Struthersania going on in his home in terms of her body type.
1-800-449-8686, and so all men don't like fat women. Here we go again.
Now, Phil, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you are. You're doing the typical stereotyping. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jody on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that, okay, everybody's interested in Hollywood couples, whether they admit it or not, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jody. I'm fascinated, but I'm not in it for the gossip. I'm in it for the career arc, the art.
Okay, well, I'm just saying for me, like regular old people.
Who's your favorite
regular
old people?
You do have a career.
Well, how many actors do you know? How many actors do you know?
I don't.
That's exactly right.
You have a career. You're the professional.
What I'm saying, Jody, is if you saw an actor, how do you know you'd be able to retain your mud? You know what I mean? In other words,
because I have seen actors. I met the cast of ER in Planet Hollywood.
Did you shake their hands and everything? Did you go up and shake their hands and everything?
Yes. They were very polite. And I have their autographs. They're people, just like
they are. Darling, that is so true. They really are. But some people, I don't know, they meet actors and immediately bladder control, everything's gone.
Yeah, and I've seen people like that.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is they're in love. They got married. That's great. And, you know, the thing is, most people in love have babies.
Can I ask you woman to woman? Brad Pitt is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, he is.
All right.
There's no doubt about that he's gorgeous.
She starts getting heavy. She has the baby. He's up with it, 3 a.m. feedings. How many children do you have, darling? I've got three sons.
I have one. I have one, and she'll be three.
Then you know what I'm talking about. He starts to suddenly, what's the payoff? He goes back into the bedroom, and there is Bertha rising, you know.
I didn't retain all my weight. Yeah, I still, everybody has gained baby weight, and some women don't keep it better than others. You know, they get rid of it faster.
Absolutely.
I got rid of it faster than my sister-in-law. But, I mean, you know, Jennifer Aniston, she can hire a trainer. She could get plastic surgery if she wanted. She could hire a nutritionist.
Yes, but is that what Brad signed up for? Did he sign on
obviously they have a prenup.
Did he sign on for the long haul of Babar the elephant?
She's not going to get fat.
Darling.
She is awful. No, she can lose.
You know, she's a young woman. And I think Jody's saying, she's not. It's not like she's in her 30s. Well, I guess I don't know how old she is. But
young 30 is not what it was. Could
I say something? And someone who's had three children, it is living hell on earth trying to get that weight off. And everything you do, you get a pound back. Jennifer, I don't think is going to get it. And I'll ask you the same question, Jody, that I asked the other caller. What are we all going to say to each other when we could have prevented it, and we see that child flung from a car? I think it's something to think about.
The thing is, that is not very likely. I mean, they have the money that they could hire nannies to get up at 3 a.m.
Why don't you think it's likely that he'll throw
the... If he needs time away, he can get time away.
Why don't you think it's likely...
A
beautiful man like Brad Pitt, watching his career go south... You don't think he wouldn't at least be tempted to pitch that kid out of the car?
No. I think he has a lot more brain. I mean, that's for some people who are psychotic. I mean, like, I live in Wilmington.
You know
where
they
had the people left their baby in a motel. They were teenagers.
Did you see California?
I don't think Brad Pitt is that psychotic that he would drive down PCH and throw his baby out of a window.
Did you see California?
Yeah.
Tell me he's not out of his bloody mind. And after the pregnancy, when her areola stretched to the size of dollars, silver dollars, and he didn't sign up for that.
Jody, thank you for your call. We got to take a break, okay? But thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Are we convinced yet that he's not going to throw his kid out of the car? You, with all of that, just driving me nuts. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is on the line with us, and this, of course, is Margaret's weekly report on... well, actually, you don't really report weekly, do you?
No, not the last few weeks. We've been on the road.
But we are talking here about her column tomorrow, A Little Bird Told Me, that appears in about 150 newspapers nationally. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston stated intention that eventually they would like to have babies. You said this news hit you like a ton of bricks. It took the wind out of your sails.
I just felt everything give out, Phil, when I heard the news. And
you felt everything give out?
I felt, really, just everything loosen when I heard this news, because in my way of thinking, a film star like Brad Pitt needs to keep the momentum going. And
other men can have babies.
I think other men can have babies. I think other... But film stars, especially on the ascension like a Brad Pitt, they don't need to be coming home to a woman that is the size, really the size of a small car. They don't need that. And what they need more than anything else, I believe, is the young, attractive wife they married.
What if they want children?
I think it's unrealistic.
Well, if they want kids, they want kids. Here is Ken on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Margaret, just got a quick comment for you. I will tell you that...
Are you a father? That's the first thing I want to know.
Yes, I am. I'm
you
a father
do.
Of... Yeah, listen for a second.
You have children.
I've got two children. I've got a 9-month-old and I've got a 4-year-old. And I'll tell you one thing.
Well,
I'm pretty fresh at this, and I'm 41 years old. And I make a lot of money also, just like Brad. Maybe not quite as much as Brad, but I make a lot of jack. And I can tell you one thing.
A lot of jack. That, well, I don't know what that means.
Well, okay, it's okay. And I can tell you one thing, that for your comment about him tossing his baby
that was uncalled for.
Yeah, you're tossing his baby, that's unfair to Brad Pitt. It's unfair to all fathers that have any intention of being a decent father, and it totally delegitimizes whatever it is that you do. And I don't know what it is. I've never heard of you before, but you have no credibility whatsoever, and you are bizarre.
I've been following these people for years as a writer. I'm simply saying that a man who has given us Legends of the Fall, The Mexican, California...
Okay, we don't have to go down his resume.
I'm saying that a legendary actor such as Brad Pitt, the pressure of a child could be such that you may be able to handle it, you, Phil, you may be able to handle it, but a Brad Pitt runs the risk of just one day unstrapping that child from the car seat and tossing him out into some field, some prairie. Some wildflower.
You're way
tossing
off.
Tossing the kid out of the
car.
You
have no ground. Yeah, where do you get off of saying something
because
like that?
Because the pressure is so much. Listening to the kid scream, and one day you look in the mirror, you're not Brad Pitt anymore. It's the Portrait of Dorian Gray. Any father making over $100,000 a year has
that. Wait. Now, I'm making... Well, okay, fine. I'll do that. And like I said, now you say...
You make over $100,000 a year?
Brad Pitt. You say it's just because it's Brad Pitt, and he's such a beautiful guy, and whatever... He could throw his kid out of a car on Pacific Coast Highway. You are just way out.
How much do you make over six figures? Do you make six figures?
Yeah, of course.
All right, you're telling me you've never thought about pushing your kid from a moving car?
Oh,
absolutely
man.
Not. You
never.
Are way
oh,
off.
Oh, come
way
on.
Way out to lunch. No way in
you
hell.
You know something?
I ever
somebody's lying here, because I know any man who makes six figures has thought at least once about shoving his kid from a moving vehicle.
Wait a second.
No.
I got four stepkids.
No.
Phil, you've said it yourself. You've said
jokingly. I said it. I'm kidding. They're talking about really going to push a kid out of a car.
So now you're saying you're kidding.
Anybody would know I was kidding. I even kid with the kids about it. And they kid with me.
Well, I think someone...
You're way off. Why Brad Pitt? What are you picking on Brad Pitt for?
I love Brad Pitt. I'm supporting Brad Pitt. I'm saying this cow, Jennifer Aniston, is thinking...
This cow, huh?
But why does she have to have the baby now that he's riding the big success of such a quality film as The Mexican?
Okay, well, what's it to you?
I love
he
him,
doesn't have the right to have a baby?
Millions of American women do. I love him, and I don't want to see this man's face turned into a roadmap of wrinkles and crow's feet and every kind of imaginable horror.
Hey, guess what?
And
that's
I certainly
life,
don't
and that's
want
what
to
happens
see...
to people
well,
and,
you know
if they're going to have kids, and that's one of the biggest joys
uh-huh.
of life.
And you're
and
the
if
kind
you
of
can't
guy.
Accept that,
well, you
then,
know what?
Then you're lost.
You'd
and
love
to.
Yeah. Well, if you see a kid bouncing down PCH, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey,
oh boy! All right, Ken.
You
thank
what,
you.
You call me when that happens. I'll give you $100,000.
You give
me
$100,000. You see
yeah. When he throws his kid out of that car, you call me. I'll give you $100,000.
All right, Ken.
That?
Thank you for your call.
You're on. So where is he?
I hung up on him.
Okay. So in other words, I don't have his address.
Forget about it. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Susan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi,
Susan.
I think
yes.
This lady is crazy. She's gone from them thinking about having a child to Brad Pitt throwing babies out the window. And if I were Brad Pitt, I'd be very upset about what she's saying. And I
oh,
hope
okay.
that he
you
gets
really
a taste of the
like,
show.
You really sound
because
like...
Because you're totally... You say you love
what's
Brad
Pitt. What's
he
going to do, Susan? What's he going to do?
Dehumanize.
What's he going to do? Is he going to sue me, Susan?
He's an actor. Get over
is
it.
Is he going to sue me, Susan?
If he died tomorrow,
what's he going to do,
we'd be
Susan?
Just fine.
Well, maybe if somebody had tossed you out of a moving car when you were about 3 months old...
Okay,
so
come
wait,
on.
You're
you know
just nuts,
you know, people like
really,
you.
Really, you need some help.
People like you should have been tossed from a moving vehicle when you
I
were an infant.
I should have been cast from a moving vehicle.
When
I
you
think
were an
you have
infant,
some
yes.
bizarre obsession with Brad Pitt. Because to say the
I think that's more
saying,
to the point.
And then to say the things you're saying to me is just too weird.
I think
you, know?
You, I think that you start off by saying that I was bizarre.
Anymore,
you were calling
saying,
me names.
I should have been tossed out of a moving car window. So.
Yes, I think you should have.
I really hope you don't have a job tomorrow.
I hope you get
Thank
a job
you.
Tomorrow
Goodbye.
Instead of sitting at home and listening to this bad show. But I will.
Thanks a lot for that.
Well, she's calling up and giving me all kinds of crap. Susan, you should have been dropped on your head and then dropped off some institutional area where you can do the thing, and I can't read it.
Okay. 1-800-449.
I will not take responsibility for Brad Pitt's child being thrown from a car. I've warned all of you, and you won't listen.
You know, I think the lady's right. I think you owe an apology to Mr. Pitt.
Why?
Because you're saying stuff that the guy would never think to do.
Oh, and you know this based on what, Legends of the Fall or Thelma and Louise?
I'm just going to make a wild guess here and guess the cat isn't going to throw his kid out of a window.
Oh, get you. You know all the movie stars.
Well, how about you? You've been making some assumptions. Here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Nicole?
Comments.
Go ahead, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, dear.
I know that when my husband had our kids, he was more sexy to me as a father than before. And I just think Brad Pitt is just going to be...
Wait a second. Your husband had your kids or you did?
When I had my kids.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, he helped in the fact. But, you know, when he's holding the baby...
I thought you had his legs up in stirrups.
Oh, yeah. I wish, but... Yeah, I think a lot of women are going to find Brad more sexy now because he's
well
know,
is the question
better.
Is the question that Brad Pitt will be more sexy as a father or is that what you're saying Margaret, is that what you're saying Margaret?
No, I think he'll be less sexy. I think he'll be run down from the feedings. I think his face will drop, his ass will drop. I think that his hair will begin to thin out. I think that he'll begin to smoke more. I think he might even take to using speed to help himself through the day of a daily shoot.
Well, you know, there's people that you can hire, like nannies, that come in and help you out if
that's
you're,
the whole
you know,
thing, yeah. I mean, he's not going to get up for a 3 a.m. feeding.
No.
I see. So he's going to ignore his son, and he's going to have a stranger do it. And then what kind of a child do we have?
No,
and
Jennifer
about...
will be there. I'm sure she will. But, he's got a job. He has to go to work. And
you don't
help,
think that
help.
A self-absorbed cow like Jennifer Aniston is going to be feeding the child herself, do you? Do you think a man, and let me ask you this, Nicole, I think this is, do you think it's sexy when a man throws a newborn out of an SUV at 60 miles an hour?
I'm not going to comment on that.
That's insanity, okay?
But let me make my
yeah,
other
well,
comment.
Well, it's not sexy. I think I can say that it really doesn't gun my engine.
All
right.
I'm not even still there. My other comment is, you know, a lot of, I don't know this for a fact, but they say they drop an emotion, you know, to act, to be better actors. I mean, this is just going to, it's emotional, having children. I think it's just going to make him better. I don't think
they say that they have to do what to be better actors?
No, they draw from emotion.
That's what they say.
Draw from emotion.
Yeah, well, you're right, Nicole. That's exactly what they do. They draw from their real life, and they inhabit the character, and they...
Oh, listen to the actor now.
I'm just trying to answer her question. about actors. All right, thanks, Nicole. Margaret, good luck to you and all the bull crap that you've been saying here, because I think you're going to need it.
Brad won't sue me. I know that he won't. I waved as I drove by July 29th right up there on PCH. They were getting married. I didn't say anything. I kept my mouth shut, and I realized that...
What?
No, I didn't order this.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Well, I didn't order...
What are you doing, talking to a waiter?
Yes. And I realized that that, for me, is the bottom line.
Neil on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
You there?
Yeah, I'm
Let's
there.
Let's go.
How you doing?
All right, see you later. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. All right, so I shouldn't have hung up on that last guy in Corning, New York, which, all right, I'm sorry, Mike, I'm sorry, Melissa. They told me the guy was a really great call, but I didn't have any time, and he starts off with, hi, Phil, how you doing? And, you know, I'm asked that enough during the day. I don't really need it on my radio show, but what the hell? People are polite, aren't they? See, there's one thing we don't do here, and you probably don't understand, and that's fine. We basically ask our people to get to the point when they come out with, hi, Phil, how you doing? I think it shows an unhealthy interest in my well-being, and that makes me nervous. Hi, Phil, how you doing? I don't know. You want to know how I'm really doing? Do you really want to know how I'm doing? I'm going to tell you how I'm doing. I have a business situation right now that I'm looking at that there are pros and cons to that causes me a lot of discussion. My wife and I, we're in a lot of discussion during the week and on the weekend. And there's pros and there's cons to it. And some of the people that I work for, I really love and respect a lot. And some of them, I'm not sure whether I can quite, you know, whether they got a handle on some of the things that are important to me. So I have some doubts. I mean, they're wonderful people, but sometimes you just doubt whether the people that you work for and work with really have a handle on things. So that's going on in my life right now. Marie and I had a huge fight this past weekend. A huge fight, which really distressed me because I don't like to have fights with my wife. I grew up in a house full of fights. My mother and father fought all the time, you know, and it sucked. If you're a kid, it sucks. And I told myself that I would never put any kid of mine through that. And unfortunately, the four kids were privy to, and this was my fault, they were privy to some of this argument we had. You want to know more about how I'm doing? Are you having fun with my misery? Huh? But then we got it together, we made up, and everything was cool, and we had a beautiful Saturday night. And where'd we go with the kids on Saturday? I can't remember, but I know that I went out and I busted my diet and had like a 500-point ice cream sundae over at Coco's. Where'd we go? We went to dinner someplace. We had a really good dinner. I can't remember. Hi, Phil, how you doing? Yeah, well, that's how I'm doing. Yeah, how you doing, Craig? Craig's asking me how I'm doing. Yeah, I must have Oh, I know what we did on Saturday. The kids had a track meet out at CSUN, out at Cal State Northridge, and Nick is... Shot putting, did really good. I couldn't believe this. I'm watching some of these high school athletes. Just amazing, man, because it takes me back to my days of high school, you know, and how serious everything was and how intensely you trained. And I ran track because I was a skinny runt. I was just a little skinny guy, but I was fast. So they sort of drafted me. I remember the coach came and they, hey, Henry! Yeah? And I got hair, you know. I had the long hair of the era. And, he didn't. I don't forget what he said, but he basically said, "You're running cross country Monday." I mean, well, I don't want to. I don't give a crap. You're gonna be out. You're gonna run across. Let's go. Come on, there you go. And he's a big fat clown, and he's standing there with a whistle around his neck and his gut hanging out, you know. And I'll never forget. We got weighed in. Did I tell you the story about him pulling my jock strap out and looking down and going, "Yeah, it's a boy." That one, because my hair was so long, you know. Oh, I said, "Ha ha 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 ha." Yeah, it's a boy. It was a sport. I actually like track because it's just, what's it take? Just go fast, man. Just run really fast. And that, you know, passing the baton thing, forget it. Just let me go fast. Let me get to like a 6 In those days, we ran yards. We didn't run meters. It was like the 13, 50, 100 yards, all that crap. Anyway, I saw the kids. There was one little kid, man. He had a ski cap on. Little skinny dude, right? one of these wiry, muscular dudes, couldn't have been more than 14, 15 years old. He's got a white ski cap pulled down almost over his eyes. He's wearing the tank top, black tank top with an undershirt. He's got on black sweatpants. Dude picks up this shot put, and this kid, who couldn't be more than 130 pounds, chucks this thing 45 feet. Now, this is a 10-pound shot. Just boom! Wild stuff like that. You know, and all the schools were out there. Canyon, Quartz Hills, Crespi was out there. I pointed to Mike when I said Crespi. You went to Notre Dame. Well, there was no track team from Notre Dame. I don't think they're good enough. But anyway, it was really cool. Anyway, we also want to mention that John Phillips died, and John Phillips, the Mamas and Papas, is not what Craig Taylor thought. He thought John Phillips Sousa had died. And we said, hey, John Phillips died. He goes, John Phillips Sousa, the guy that did all the march music? No, that would have been in the 19th century, Craig. Oh, okay, yeah. Who's John Phillips? Well, what do you mean, John Phillips Sousa? John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, father of China Phillips, father of Mackenzie Phillips, and the cat that was with this group that did California Dream. You heard that song. Monday, Monday, ever heard that song? No, you ain't heard none of that crap, man. John Phillips of Radiohead, he's dead. How do you think? What do you think of that now, Craig, okay? And I remember it because that was the first album I ever bought. First record album that I ever bought, I was 13 years old, and I got my paper route money. I'd go around and collect my paper route money, and I made about 25 bucks a month. And I had to give the paper a certain amount of money, and the rest I could keep. So I would collect, I'd divvy out the part that the newspaper got, and the, you know, the profit was mine. First time I went around collecting, and I'd go door to door, you know. Hi, I'm Philip Hendry. I'm collecting for the Tribune. Oh, yes, yes, just a moment. And they'd run off and get their purse. One time, some guy that looked like Tony Soprano came to them. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm Philip Hendry. Yeah, let me tell you something, kid, as long as you're here. You see that newspaper there? Yeah. If you lay it right on my doorstep, I'm going to tip you $5 a month. Because I don't want to go down the driveway for it, kid. I don't want to find it on my lawn. I don't want to find the crap. You come all the way down here. You put it on the doorstep. I tip you. And the guy's in a bathrobe with a cigar. It looked like Al Capone. And I said, yes, sir. So I would get off my bike, walk it up the thing, lay the paper right there at this guy's doorstep and split. So the cat would tip me $5. Anyway, I took my money, went down to the Arcadia Music Mart on Huntington Drive, right near the corner of Huntington and Santa Anita, where the old windmill is, and everybody got together and saved the old Vandy Camp's windmill, and boy, does some people need a life. And went in, and for $2.99, bought the Mamas and Papas, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, first album that I ever owned. How about that for a story, Phil? It sucks. So that's my connection to the Mamas and Stinkin' Papas. And beyond that, then my next album was the Rolling Stones' Painted Black, which was much more to my liking because it had pseudo references to violence, and I really dug that. Anyway, it's really great to be with you guys. Don't forget, we made $117,000 so far from my friend's place with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album and CD. So give us a call, 877-616-PHIL, for your very own.